This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Wendy Mader. The arrest of three Missouri football players accused of smoking marijuana on campus has some students questioning how the school handles what is a fairly routine university infraction. Wide receiver Doriel Green Beckham and two freshman teammates face misdemeanor charges of possession of 35 grams or less of marijuana. A 2004 city law approved by voters in Columbia treats such cases as low-level municipal court offenses similar to traffic violations. Violators are typically given a summons to appear in court but not arrested. University police follow more stringent state procedures of marijuana arrests. The campus police chief says he considered a new policy after the recent arrests but now does not plan any changes. The mother of a killed 9-year-old Missouri girl has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against a mental health clinic that provided services to the teenager who killed her daughter. The lawsuit by Patricia Priss was filed yesterday against Pathways Behavioral Health Care, two employees, and 18-year-old Alyssa Bustamante. Bustamante was sentenced in February to life in prison with the possibility of parole after pleading guilty to killing Elizabeth Olton in October 2009. The lawsuit claims that Pathways personnel knew of Bustamante's violent tendencies and should have detained the teen. Ameren, Missouri, and Illinois are sending additional crew members today to the East Coast to help with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. KBIA's Andy Lowenstein has more.
PSE&G, the main utility company in New Jersey, called Ameren, Missouri, and Ameren, Illinois to request emergency assistance on Friday morning. The two divisions have sent more than 200 people to the coast, but Ameren spokesperson Kent Martin says the company is sending even more personnel today.
We effectively doubled the staff we're going to have on the ground on the East Coast because Hurricane Sandy is a big storm, certainly not one to be taken lightly at all.
PSE&G has asked that crews and contractors stay in the area for at least 2 weeks, depending on the severity of the damage. Andy Lowenstein, KBIA News.
The founding dean of the University of Missouri School of Health Professions plans to step down at the end of the current academic year. The university announced Dean Richard Oliver's decision today. Besides his administrative duties, Oliver is also an associate professor of pathology and anatomical science. He begins a 2-year term as president of the Association of Schools of Allied Health Professions next October. Oliver holds 3 degrees from the University of Missouri, starting with a bachelor's degree in medical technology he received in 1971. He was director of the university's School of Health-Related Professions before the School of Health Professions was founded. According to a press release, Senator Claire McCaskill's mother died of natural causes in St. Louis this afternoon. In a statement released, McCaskill states that people all over the state have asked about her mother, and their prayers and concern have been greatly appreciated. Betty McCaskill was the first woman ever elected to the Columbia City Council and remained part of Missouri Democratic politics throughout her life. Her inspiration to get involved in politics came after President Harry Truman delivered the commencement address at her University of Missouri graduation in 1950. Betty spoke on Claire's behalf at numerous events, often touting her integrity, hard work, and guts. Betty McCaskill was 84 years old. For KBIA News, I'm Wendy Mader.